One, two, three, four.
The end of the night was approaching fast. We only had a third of the beer in our glass. The landlord came over and said, you know, we close at 10. I said, oh shoot, so I ain't got time for another beer then. He said, no, but if you drink up and go, the pubs are open till 11 just down the road. Well, we drank up really quick to get to the Hare and Hounds. I walked into the barmaid who was lounging around. I said, hey babe, can you help me here? My mouth is dry and I really need a beer. I've lost my card and now my phone is dead. Well, I didn't expect the following things that she said. She said, hey there kid, have you got a clue? Coming in here, I'm not giving free beer to you. Now piss off kid and your scruffy friend too. I'm working here, I got a job to do. But I said, whoa, but I'm not ready to go home. I needed one more beer before I finally hit the road. We walked into the beehive that was just down the road. I waited at the bar until the barmaid showed. I said, hey babe, can you help me here? My mouth is dry and I really need a beer. I've lost my card and now my phone is dead. Well, I didn't expect the following things that she said. She said, one, don't ever call me babe. Walking in here, mate, I know your game. She said, two, I've been told about you. You were here last week with your drunken friends too. You were out the back wrestling, you were topless, you see. The landlord kicked you out for trying to get drinks for free. I said, hey babe, friend, I admit this be true. We can't all be perfect though, just like you. I didn't want your life story, I just needed a drink. Then I'll say sorry for the things that we did. Come on, my mum, we're not welcome here. Apparently you can't wrestle and you can't get free beer. So on down the endless road, searching for one last beer before we finally hit the road. Last pub on the block, my friends, have one more try before our night will end. Well, he walked up to the barkeep and said, hello there, my girl. Nice hot pants, baby, give me a twirl. Why are you there? I need some whiskey and ale. Don't forget that this be a free sale. Well, I turned right round and I started to walk away, but I didn't expect what she was about to say. She said, hey there boy, I get asked that a lot. Do you want ice in your glass? Do you want whiskey or scotch? Guest tales are off because we're cleaning the lines, but feel free to help yourself to a lager and lime. I finish it at night and I'm not coming back. My boss is a wanker, he just gave me the sack. We helped her out that night. We stayed and had a lock until the morning light. I woke up topless with a beer in my hand, still half cut, I could barely stand. No one was there, I was all on my own. Well, I couldn't care less, so I just staggered home. Get back before the wife finds out that I'm not in bed. Tell her I fell asleep watching Borat again. She heard me creep around so silently. I said, hey babe, do you want a cup of tea? It's 6:30 and I just about made it home. Shit, shit, it must have slipped my mind. Getting back home at this time, I don't believe in magic. Don't you think it's tragic that I feel so rough I could curl up and die? I rested my head for a minute, I thought, but when I woke up it was a quarter to four. I felt so fit, I felt as right as rain. I said, right, I'm going out drinking again. I heard, no, you got no chance. I'm sick of all your fucking shenanigans. You can sleep outside, you can sleep in your shed, but you ain't coming back. You ain't coming back to this bed. Now sleep on the shed.